Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here we go, the official show on the Fish Stripes podcast channel. I'm Eli Sussman, the managing editor of Fish Stripes. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always, as we cover the Miami Marlins every day in our own way. And that's what this show will do once again. We'll be doing something a little unusual on this episode, as you could probably tell by looking at the title of this episode, whether you're listening to it on any of the pod providers or on fishstripes.com directly. Remember, that's where you want to go for all of our coverage on the main website.
Go to fishstripes.com.
A reminder that please rate and review this pod on Apple if you have not already done so. Every new rating and review that comes in between early August and the end of this regular season, October 3rd, we'll be adding $1 to our upcoming donation to the Players Alliance, an organization that creates opportunities for the Black community in the baseball community. To learn more, you could go to theplayersalliance.com. You could donate for yourself over there, but a simple rating and review would mean a lot to our pod. And again, all that is part of this effort to further provide for this organization and make baseball even more inclusive than it already is. I am going to go through some other Marlins podcasts on the show. If you're listening to this, there's a very good chance you already subscribed to Fish Stripes, so that's great. You should be subscribing to other Marlins pods too. I am certainly not right about everything. I'm not the authority on everything. There are other styles, viewpoints, perspectives, formats out there that I think give so much to the way that we analyze this team and appreciate this team. I'm going to go through them right now. This idea has been in my head really since very early in this regular season. Once we had, I think at that time, several other new pods popped up for the first time during this 2021 season, as I'll be mentioning, of course, on this episode. But there were already a handful that were out there entering this year that I've already grown pretty close to, very friendly with, and have admired the way that they cover the team and the way that they, between the guests that they bring in, between their own analysis, and the way that they use their own platforms to promote some great causes and to just have a lot of fun with fans that wasn't really possible even a few years ago when it wasn't so easy to just create pods on your own like that. I chose the top 10 because by my count, there really are 10 podcasts that I'm aware of that I'm a regular listener to that focus almost entirely on the Miami Marlins. The actual impetus for putting out this show right now is tip of the hat to Jeremy Taché with the launching of his new podcast, Miami Mic'd Up, from Bally Sports Florida. Debut episode came out on Wednesday with interviews with Jazz Chisholm Jr. and then with Israel Gutierrez. I'm sure you're aware of both of those individuals. He's not actually part of the top 10 just because his show it won't focus entirely on the Marlins, especially, I guess, down the stretch this summer. He'll have plenty of Marlins guests. But, of course, on Bally Sports Florida, they cover several of the other big franchises in South Florida, and there will be some episodes down the line that probably don't mention the Marlins at all. But with Jeremy, baseball, I know, means a lot to him, for sure, as a former player himself. And as you'll hear in a moment, he's involved with a couple of our other podcasts that did make the top 10 of Marlins pods. So once again, sending out best wishes to Jeremy on that show. He has a lot of manpower behind him at Bally Sports. I mean, they're going to be not just releasing the audio, but I think the video for pretty much all of those episodes and interviews that he does. Very excited for that. And you can tell just from listening to the first episode that he's already put his own flavor on the show, really making it his, not just a vehicle for the network itself, but a personality show on top of that. So good luck to him. Congrats again, Jeremy, on launching of that. And as really the impetus for me putting out this episode right now, realizing that I really need to get the people caught up and aware of all the other audio coverage that takes place around the Marlins. So check out that interview with Jazz. He's always obviously a really perhaps at the top of the list of active Marlins players that you just love to have a conversation with. And he always just takes that conversation in unpredictable directions. So I'm not going to rate these pods from 1 to 10, nothing like that. Again, it's just about focusing on these 10 podcasts that I know focus on the Marlins and get in people that put out content consistently. So really the only parameter here is that I'm highlighting podcasts that run consistent shows. To me, as someone, I guess at this point, you'd have to say I'm a veteran podcaster, as strange as that sounds coming out of my mouth, I'm not in the business of critiquing people. And the one thing I encourage anybody to do, even if you're not one of these people being featured on this episode, is to not hesitate and try to put out your own thoughts about the team, whether it's in audio or written form. I know for some people love doing the podcasting and don't really have that inkling to be a writer. And that's okay. I mean, to me, I think it's possible to do a little bit of both, that there are some conversations that are best done on this medium and others that really need to be done, written out to be properly put into context and to inform people. But for anybody that is kind of on the fence, that follows this team closely and has their own thoughts, wants to put them out there, it's easier than ever to start a podcast and disseminate that and get support for that. So I encourage anybody that's interested in that, that even if you're apprehensive and if you have any concerns about the quality of what you're doing and you don't want to embarrass yourself, I mean, I've been there. And I'd encourage anybody else to take that leap and get started at any time, whether it's right now, not the sexiest time of the year for sure to be getting started with the team as I record this 19 games below 500. But there's never a perfect time, really. It's the perfect time is whenever you feel, you know, ready to put yourself out there and yeah, help people enjoy this team and help people better understand what's going on. For the first section, I just want to go through the podcasts that were already quote unquote established entering this 2021 season, podcasts that I've been following for a number of years to this point. Fish Across the Pond.
Salami season,
hosted by Peter Pratt and his UK goats, as he likes to call them. I think from the very first episode, it was Rob Newell, Lee Dobbs, and Dan Healy. And to this point, Peter can correct me on this, that the four UK goats are him, Lee, Rob, and Sean Barrett. But he can double check me on that. They do an excellent job. They're from the United Kingdom. All of them, believe it or not, there is a Marlins hub over there. These guys are so passionate about the team. From the very first time I became familiar with them, I believe their pod launched more than 2 years ago, and they've come such a long way. I was just teasing Peter about this a few hours ago. I was stumbling upon a clip from the very first episode, how far they've come with the production, their chemistry with one another, their interest in landing some special guests. They did a big blowout for the 100th episode. At this point, by my count, they're at 105 episodes. And so for number 100, it was segmented into, I think, a four-part series with more than a dozen different guests, including yours truly. So that was a great honor to be on with Peter, as I have been several times. And he's been on this pod at least once or twice, along with some of our other platforms. I love what they've built. Surrounding the pod, Peter has become somewhat of an entrepreneur when it comes to custom t-shirts that like memorialize just special moments in Marlins history, certain quotes and trends. He's all over that. So you could check out his collection. I believe it's hosted on Teespring with all those shirts. He's constantly updating that. It's a great show. Episodes come out basically every single week, usually on Tuesday evenings on the East Coast. Of course, I'm on the East Coast. Most of you are on the East Coast of the U.S., so you can expect those pods to drop on Tuesday evening. It should be available on just about every platform. I'm an Apple guy, and I know it's on Apple, but it originally started on Anchor. You should be able to get it wherever you get your pods. Fish Across the Pond, FATP. And again, Peter Pratt is the one that's steering that ship So, Peter, of course, you made the top 10. That was a no-brainer. Sticking with these established pods, Locked On Marlins, hosted by Fish Stripes alum Aram Layden. He is up to nearly 200 episodes of that show that, I believe, if memory serves me right, he either started in 2020, I think early 2020, Aram started the show, maybe late 2019, and it's outstanding. Frankly, Aram does, he and I, our minds think very similarly, but he really does have an eye for evaluating players that I don't, and that very few people do. He is amazing at doing so. I mean, Locked On Marlins is just one of many content things that he does. He is a very busy guy who has his eye on players all around the baseball, not just the Marlins, although with this show, Locked On Marlins, it is focused on the Marlins. So he gets you caught up on, of course, the games going on the field, but also a ton about what's happening on the farm system and putting into context where the Marlins stand with the rest of the league on a variety of different topics. Aram is also the founder, executive editor at Just Baseball, and part of their content menu is a podcast that he co-hosts with Jeff Conine, the actual Jeff Conine, Mr. Marlin, called Outside the Box with Jeff Conine. So that just launched more recently during this 2021 season. That show itself, I'm just giving it a plug, but it's not really on this list because they do a good job of mostly staying away from the Marlin stuff. You know, they really tackle the league as a whole between the two in big picture issues. Of course, Jeff relates his playing career to some contemporary issues in a very creative way. There have been some awesome stories that came out of that show that they also do. So with Locked On Marlins, new episodes at least two or three times a week with Aram, usually on weekdays. And with Outside the Box with Jeff Conine, that's usually twice a week they put that show out. And that's just a small offering of what Aram does. So I'd encourage people just to follow Aram directly at AramLayden8 on Twitter to keep up with everything. He's got a lot going on. And again, another no-brainer to include on this pod about Marlins pods. Next up, Swings and Mishes, another show that's been around for several years at this point. Craig Mish and Jeremy Taché. They've done, to this point, 118 episodes, for the most part, once a week during baseball season. I think to this point, they usually have them come out on Friday morning, early afternoon is when you can find it. Just like with Fish Across the Pond, Locked On Marlins, they're available on pretty much every single platform. It's outstanding stuff. I'm always listening to it pretty much as soon as it drops. I make time on my Fridays to listen to it within a few minutes of when it's available, because Mish is just so plugged in, but also so honest and frank about what's going on with the team, evaluating things, being able to tell us opportunities that they didn't take advantage of, what did happen, what didn't happen, what alternatives are being considered, whether they're pursuing certain players or anything. All right, he just is, he has his fingers on the pulse of exactly what is going on inside that Marlins organization at the highest levels. It's awesome. He's very transparent, and he goes on the record with his takes, for better or worse. And you know what? More than half the time, he's right about stuff and makes the right call on these things. The show is outstanding. They recently partnered with the Blue Wire Network as well. So congrats to them on that step. Again, once a week, usually, that show comes out. And right alongside that, I'm counting this as its separate pod, is Swings and Mishes en Español. They've done, to this point, I think 45 episodes that go back a couple years, co-hosted by Daniel Alvarez Montes and Oscar Prieto Rojas. And it's almost entirely in Spanish, as the name would suggest. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but, un poco. So I listened to it quite a bit, and just to know what major topics that they're touching on, to catch some interviews that they have with Hispanic players, for sure, like Jesus Aguilar, Miguel Rojas, etc. And their main focus is also on the Marlins, but also with some bigger commentary about baseball in general. Two separate podcasts, with Swings and Mishes in Espanol. Yeah, just about once a week, they got new shows coming out as well, available on all the same platforms. Be sure to follow them, even outside, of course, what they do on the pods with Jeremy, as I mentioned, part of Bally Sports Florida, with Mish, everything that he already does as well, reporting on the Marlins and also as just a big presence in the fantasy sports community with Danielle at El Extra Base, doing a whole lot of writing and multimedia coverage, especially with a focus on Hispanic players and Venezuelan players. He's awesome. So I respect all these guys a whole lot, and I would encourage you to check out their pods. You probably do already, but the point of this and putting all these guys on the same episode is just to make sure that you have all those boxes checked and all those accounts subscribed to and followed so that you don't miss anything that you get from these guys. Swimming upstream from Fish on the Farm. Fish on the Farm, me and Alex Carver, man, we go back, I think, almost 4 full years at this point. And he, last year, launched his own podcast to do pretty regularly with Daniel DeVivo. Swimming Upstream is the most in-depth coverage you can possibly want on Marlins prospects. I follow them quite a bit. If you've been along Fish Stripes, you know that roster tracker that I keep that has the active players on every single level of the Marlins organization. We have our own farm reports, but it's nothing compared to the kind of detail that they go into on this pod with Alex and Daniel DeVivo. To this point, I think they've done 26 episodes together, checking in on what's going on at all levels. Especially Alex, he's a big advocate of performance and taking notice of guys who perform at whatever level they're at, why they're performing well, and when's the right time to move them up in the organization. As we're recording this, we're just coming off a flurry of a whole lot of prospect promotions. This is probably Alex's, one of his favorite times of year, to see all the recent players moved up a level in the organization, from Dax Fulton and Yuri Perez to the under-the-radar guys like Antonio Velez. But another big name, Jose Salas. Like, they do just a great job at preparing you for when those guys are going to move up, why they're moving up, what they need to work on. And Alex is never shy about making player comps as well, you know, giving us specific ceiling representatives of what these players could eventually become. And Daniel, being bilingual, he does a great job at keeping track of some of these Hispanic players that otherwise are kind of in the dark about. Like, he has had more than a couple scoops about what's going on with some of these Marlins players as they were preparing for this very unusual season. And this has been a super unusual season at the minor league level, coming off the canceled 2020. And I can't say enough about what these guys have done to stay on top of all of it and prepare us for what's next. Subscribe to Swimming Upstream, again, wherever you get your podcasts, presented by Fish on the Farm. And lastly, in this group of, you know, established Marlins pods, is the Miami Marlins podcast themselves, that's run by the team. Overall, according to Apple, they are about to close in on 1,000 total episodes of Marlins audio content. During the season, it's mostly a joint effort between Kyle Seeloff and Glenn Geffner, who are, as you probably know, they're the big radio voices as well. And they're the ones that, during the regular season, you have these daily Marlins rewinds that go up that highlight what happened in the previous game, that pass along parts of the press conferences with Don Mattingly, and of course, move forward and preview the next game as well with those guys. During the offseason, they have the Hot Stove Show that's once a week during the prime of the offseason as it moves deeper. After the Marlins make some moves, and as they like prepare for spring training, that's when they do those Beyond the Bases interviews. You'll remember some this past spring with Sixto Sanchez, Edward Cabrera, Anthony Bender, before he was really Bender Mania, and all that stuff. And most of those are hosted by Kyle. So it's obviously run by the team. You need to be a little, you need to keep that in mind as you're listening to it, that there are certain directions they won't take that conversation, out of respect to the organization and knowing who ultimately pays the bills. But I find they do a really awesome job at finding useful information about these players and keeping it fun without sounding too corporate. I think it's still a very valuable resource, so I subscribe to that. I listen to that during the off season, during the regular season as well, and I recommend that you do the same. These established pods, once again, Fish Across the Pond, Locked On Marlins, Swings and Mishes in Espanol, Swimming Upstream, and the Miami Marlins podcast. So all of them should be available wherever you get your pods. If you have any trouble finding them, let me know. But I'll include the links so that you could go to them directly to their Apple page, if that is where you do, in fact, get your podcasts. Some relatively new ventures. Again, we're filling out a top 10 here, and I've only covered 6 so far. So to finish that off with these new additions that have emerged during the year 2021, we have Fish Bites from the Miami Herald. Now, if you remember, if you've been part of the Fish Stripes community for long enough, you'll know that we used to call this regular podcast of ours Fish Bites. And I changed it to the official show, I guess, last year to distinguish ourselves, because if you like trace it back far enough, I think the whole Fish Bites idea actually came from my predecessor at Fish Stripes kind of trying to make a play on words of the Fish Bites columns that used to come out in the Miami Herald. And so that was nice while it lasted, but ultimately I wanted to be more distinct about it. And I think that was all for the best, because pretty soon, now that the Herald has gotten into the podcast game, they, you know, used this term that they kind of already owned, quote unquote, themselves, Fish Bites with a Y. And you could find that by subscribing to the Herald Sports account. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that they group together all their sports podcasts and you could subscribe to them all together. So with Fish Bites, that's hosted by Jordan McPherson. New episodes come out usually first thing on Tuesday morning. To this point, he's done 23 episodes, pretty much one a week, going back to spring training, often collaborating with veteran reporter Andre Fernandez, talking about the Marlins. As Jordan being on the beat, there is nobody in the media that spends more time around the Marlins than Jordan does. I can't even debate that. He is on most of those road trips. He shows up to the park super early. He stays late. He does side projects in between. He is as thorough a perspective on what's going on with the team as anybody. So they weigh in on how the team is performing, the latest injury updates, the latest moves that get made, and what it all means. And putting it all into context, they touch, of course, on the minor leagues as well as the major leagues. And it's a really great program that just sprung up this year. I hope they keep it going. It's tricky to find, remember, because you need to subscribe to the Herald Sports podcast channel to get that. It's part of that where they fill it out with their pro football, college football, Miami Heat basketball coverage, and more, all on that same channel. Subscribe to that. Tuesday morning is when they do new drops. The most recent episode, so that we're on the same page, is with him interviewing Eddie Alvarez, the 2-time Olympic medalist, about that experience and his goal of getting back to the major league level with the Marlins. Great job by Jordan. I'm glad that the Herald decided to make that leap into this content, and I imagine that they're going to stay for the foreseeable future. Because there are, as they're finding out, certain things that are easier to communicate on a pod that probably don't translate as well to the paper itself. Also, among these new emerging podcasts, Fish and Whips, which is hosted by Nick Alvarez. He's done during the season, I count 5 episodes that he's done. And I'm gracious to Nick. He was one of the first guests that we brought on our Fish Stripes live stream as well. He's not in Florida, like me. He is covering this team from out of state. He's enjoying this team from out of state. A lifelong Marlins fan that I believe, I'll have to double check this, I think he lives in North Carolina right now, but he still follows the team extremely closely, and he is an optimist, no doubt about it. I enjoy having that perspective out there. I guess you could put him and kind of Peter Pratt in the same bucket. Both of them are relatively optimistic guys, and I love that about them, staying consistent to that. So with Nick, I encourage him to keep that going and for you guys to find Fish and Whips. So again, that's Whips as in, you know, the stats whip. That's abbreviated WHIP. And then he puts an S at the end of that. And you can follow the pod on Twitter at Fish, the letter N, and Whips. Fish and Whips on Twitter to keep up with new episodes of that. Loud Marlins Fan is a new pod as well. Chase is up to 7 episodes of his podcast. You're probably familiar with him on social media. It's pretty self-explanatory. He is loud about his fandom, he precedes the Marlins franchise, actually. But as long as the franchise has been around, Chase has been a fan of the team. His signature phrase, let's frickin' go, with all those videos that he puts out on social media prior to games, after games.
Let's frickin' go!
And he decided to launch his own pod about it as well, with his thoughts on everything from the trades, from the way that certain position battles are progressing, and putting into context what the franchise has done before. As somebody that has been a fan of the team since its inception, he has a great memory for other situations that have happened prior to this current iteration, and how the team can learn from those experiences, what they should try to emulate from earlier years of the franchise. With Loud Marlins Fan, I believe at this moment it's only available on Anchor. So if you have Anchor, subscribe to him there. You could click the link on a desktop to go to the Anchor page for Loud Marlins Fan and find all the episodes right there. He launched the show during the season, and it looks like he'll keep it going for quite a while. So it's Nick and Chase. Congrats to both of you guys on getting started with this, and I'm happy to support you and to keep it going for this foreseeable future, to cover the Marlins yet another way for people to get caught up and to hear your perspective and honest commentary on everything that the Marlins do. Rounding out the top 10, we have Mainline Marlins, which launched during spring training from the Community Newspapers umbrella here in South Florida. They are up over 100 episodes in 1 year. That's amazing. With Tommy Stitt, he's the main guy who's been on almost every show, and oftentimes joined by David Winker. Their episodes usually range, about 10 to 20 minutes, usually in that range. Available not just on podcasting platforms, but they post them all on YouTube as well. A nice studio that they got there as part of Community Newspapers. And they do a great job of turning it around in extra record time. The show streams live, usually on Twitter and on YouTube, among other places. It's just a great variety program, I would say. There are a lot of episodes where it's Tommy and the guest, or Tommy and Dave, talking about the latest Marlins games and storylines. There are plenty of other times where they bring in guests, bring in personalities from Bally Sports Florida, or from the Marlins radio operation, or from outside the Marlins orbit entirely. But I'd say, pretty much every episode touches on what the Marlins are doing. It's just a great variety of discussion points. They don't take themselves too seriously. I love that. I'd say probably even more so than any of these other shows, they kind of put it into perspective. They set their expectations relatively low for the Marlins, and kind of just enjoy all the good that comes through, and don't overreact to any one thing. They keep it grounded, which I definitely appreciate in contrast to some of these other shows. That's the whole point, is that we get this wide range of viewpoints about the team, and responses to you go through the same big events, and all these responses can be different because they all have different perspectives, how much they like what they really prioritize when evaluating things that happen with the team, and also just the temperaments of the host. The range of personalities across this top 10 is almost as much as you could hope for, to get people that see the game and see the franchise in different lights. So the last episode that I heard from Mainline Marlins was July 30th. So we're almost 3 weeks removed from that. I hope you guys are doing okay, because they were putting out shows almost every single weekday all season long prior to that. I'll check on that. I hope it keeps going, because it is a pretty valuable part, at least for me, speaking selfishly, part of my diet, my content diet, is listening to Tommy and David talk about the team and bring in a range of guests to do the same. So I encourage you to subscribe to that wherever you get your podcasts as well, with the A reminder that most of their shows are also live streamed on video from a pretty nice studio. So that's a nice change of pace if you prefer to consume your podcasts in that form. My full top 10 of Marlon's podcasts, which of course does not include Fish Stripes. You know, that's a given in this circumstance. My top 10 other Marlins podcasts: Fish Across the Pond, Locked On Marlins, Swings and Misses in Espanol, Swimming Upstream, the Miami Marlins podcast, Fish Bites from Miami Herald Sports, Fish and Whips, Loud Marlins Fan, and Mainline Marlins. If I'll try to do this in the description to add links to all of these podcast pages to make it really easy for you to find them and to listen to them throughout the rest of the season. And I'm sure they'll have a lot of off-season content as well. It's almost split between, of course, those established pods that have been around prior to this year and others that have just emerged here in 2021. I'm sure there'll be even more coming up after that. If anybody I missed that is actively recording a podcast that has recorded something, you know, in the last 2 months or so and is consistent with it, I'd love to support them as well. I'd love to make this a top 20 list, a top 30 episode maybe at this time next year. That's the goal, is to have more and more people involved in this space. So don't hesitate to let me know if I overlooked somebody. If you have any questions about how to launch your own pod, I'm open ears to that as well. You should know where to find me at this point, either personally on Twitter at Real Eli, on the Fish Stripes account at Fish Stripes, and a variety of other ways. Anywhere on the website, you should be able, at fishstripes.com, you should be able to get my attention over there if you want to discuss this further. There's still some things missing, of course, despite this nice range of personalities and formats and episode like paces and themes. We're still missing women. I don't think there's any women involved as hosts on this, occasionally as guests, but that's not representative of the fan base or baseball in general at all. So I'd love to see that. In particular, if you are a woman out there that wants to get involved in this space, I'll be as supportive as I can. And we're missing Black voices as well. We have some minorities, of course, in here, but as you know, the initiative that we're doing here on Fish Stripes and in fundraising for the Players Alliance, I think that is essential to representing the entire baseball community. So same thing, if you are a Black person out there that is passionate about this team, that has ideas and has the willingness to kind of do Marlins coverage on a consistent basis, do not hesitate to let me know. This could be an even stronger array of podcasting options out there, and I want to do my part in helping that grow. So thanks as always for listening with me, Eli Sussman. I assume our next episode will be a little bit more quote-unquote normal Marlins analysis, but most of my thoughts are already out there about certain players that don't really belong on the team right now, about certain position battles that I'm most focused on. There's always something to cover. You know, I could have put together 35, 40 minutes about normal Marlins talk right now. I always try to find something that will keep you coming back, and I hope I'm doing a good job, but your feedback is always encouraged and really appreciated. Hope you tune in next time. Stay up to date with all of our stuff here on the pod feed, with the small pods on weekday mornings. And of course, on Fish Stripes, we have our Fish Stripes Live series preview streams. We have all of our articles from the staff and much more. We'll do our best to keep you guys engaged throughout this final quarter of the 2021 regular season. Thanks for everything. Go Fish!